In papers filed with the High Court in Harare today, the applicants are arguing that the police have no right to bar them from protesting in any peaceful manner. One of the applicants, Jack Frey, tells Studio 7 that the assault of his group's members by the police while demonstrating against President Mugabe was illegal.
Basically, as a result of the events of Monday, where our 5 to 6 program was concluded by the riot police coming and assaulting us, we have then approached lawyers in order to file an urgent application at the High Court for an interdict against the police from interrupting our programs.
Another applicant, Linda Masarira, says the assault by the cops has actually strengthened their resolve to demonstrate until Mr. Mugabe leaves office. Masarira says the police action was illegal as the national constitution allows freedom of expression and peaceful demonstrations.
It does not deter me. It actually has made me stronger because it shows the level of repression that the state wants to put on the general populace of Zimbabwe, that no one can say anything against this evil regime. But this has made me stronger. I'm now more resolute and more determined in my quest to see a better Zimbabwe.
Masarira's sentiments were echoed by Frey, who insists that their mission is to be accomplished very soon.
As we have been maintaining since we have begun, that we will not let anything disrupt us on basis of principle, that what we are doing is completely constitutional and we have a right to be doing this, as well as from the point of view that we have not yet achieved our objective. So we will not simply stop in mid-game, so to speak, simply because some misguided people are attempting to intimidate us and hamper our efforts.
Masarira urged Zimbabweans to come out in their numbers and fill the streets to show their anger on Mr. Mugabe's administration.
We are working on strategies of mobilizing, and support has been good, but now we're trying to find a way to demystify fear in people, because you know what it's like with Zimbabweans, they're so filled with fear of the unknown. So we're really trying to capture them, to make them understand that we need to do this collectively as Zimbabweans to achieve the result that we need.
Other applicants are Pride Mukono, Tatenda Mombiarara, and Patson Dzamara, who is the brother of missing Occupy Africa Unity Square leader Itai Dzamara, who was abducted last year by suspected state agents. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.